Good morning. Good morning. Our theme for today is we never experience being God. Okay. So now remember, we do not believe the words as we hear them or listen to them. The words, the listening, the reading is always meant for you to take them into the stillness and discover the transcendence to what is beyond the reading, what is beyond the listening. So be still and discover that I am God. So let's follow a breath as it comes into the body and follow as it goes out. And as you follow each breath coming in, going out, just let go. Let it relax. Just rest in the stillness. So, did you know that you have a body in order to take a false journey to find the place that you have never left? So that's one of our thoughts for today. And did you know that you will not experience truth, that you will not experience yourself, that you will not experience God or consciousness? So, did that statement, did it cause any bit of a flutter in mind or body? Or in the thoughts? To experience something, it would need to be an object based on a notion of separation. And our vocabulary system of adjectives and opinions. To experience something, it would need to be outside of yourself. And this is how we believe that we experience something. And that is by being able to label it or by identifying it in some way. But remember, it is mind that does the labeling and not truth. And not yourself, and not God. So we can never experience or have a true knowledge of something that we hold as to being an object. And for the most part, for most of us, the object is superimposed with opinion. So since we can't discover, I'm sorry, since we can't experience what we are, being God, we can discover truth. You can discover yourself. You can discover God, consciousness, awareness. And you can realize truth yourself. You can realize God. You can realize consciousness. You can realize awareness. But nothing that we have just said to be discovered or realized is an object. Now, when you are engaged and occupied with the thoughts that rise, your beliefs and your desires, you are not able at that point to be present with what is already here. Okay? Do that again. When we are engaged and occupied with the thoughts that rise in regards to appearances or old thinking, and the thoughts that rise in regards to our beliefs or our desires, we are not able at that moment to be consciously present with what is already here. Your awareness is off in another direction. Now, it could be the thoughts and ideas about being God or being awareness or about what the self is or what God should be like. And perhaps you might still be holding expectations about what awakening is supposed to be like. But it's in this occupation, preoccupation with the desires and the thinking and the thoughts, perhaps all of them about awakening, that we miss that opportunity to realize what already is here. Or it could be perhaps you've had a mystical experience. Or what you would call a mystical experience. And somewhere in there, as we go to sit in the stillness or the silence, we take that with us in expectation, hoping that it might happen again. So all of these, the thinking, the expectations, the desires, the wantings, they all occupy our awareness with what is not instead of what is. So there's a simple way to identify that, and that is when you do sit to be in that stillness, consciously in that stillness, and in that space of awareness. Just be there and be present and see if there are any thoughts still rising up as a belief that you are here in this sitting to attain something, to get something, to have something reoccur. And if you find it, just let it drop away, because it is a thought. And as we know, thoughts just come and go unless we pick them up. So, but what about the objects? Well, about the objects, we do experience the objects, but we experience objects via the mind and via thoughts. Okay. So let's take a moment here and take that breath and let it go. And have a look around you. So let's take a table, for instance. Now, through thoughts, the table is so high. There's a thought that rises, well, the table is about 32 inches high. And a thought rises, and it's about so many inches long. It has four legs. This is my visual. It is apparently oak wood. Or perhaps it's a pedestal table and it is round. But what do you really know about that form called table? Other than what is coming from the mind. Actually, when we are in that mindset, so to speak, what do we know about anything other than what mind is saying? We experience this way when we accept that all is separate. Because we experience the thoughts. So then once we have our opinions or our labels or observations pinned on to an object, we have a feeling then, now I know what it is. It's this and this and this and this. Okay. But do we? Do we really at that point know what it is? All we've had are thoughts. All we've experienced were thoughts about a form. But we haven't known it. So some thoughts we can verify are carried into the knowingness of who and what you are. And again, you may be carrying those thoughts, those beliefs, those ideas into the silence, into the stillness. And in that mind occupation could be the thinking that if I do this correctly, then I will have a God experience. If I sit quietly enough, if I sit still enough, if I practice enough, maybe I will have that God experience. But But who is the I that is seeking to have God experience? Because the I with the desire does not truly exist. And you, God, are not an object to have labeling thoughts attached to it. You are that which is beyond the thoughts, and are present as awareness of them. So even when we think we're thinking good thoughts and lofty thoughts and God thoughts, we are still attempting to objectify the presence that we are. We are attempting to put some labeling on it so that we can have the feeling that, I know what it is now. No. You can never find a word or words that is going to describe what you are. You will never have a thought of truth about what you are. We have the thoughts. God is love. God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent. We have all of these words, and words are labels. But you cannot experience a label. You cannot experience the words. In order to be as what you are, we have to let go all the adjectives, all the high lofty thinking, and just be still. You will never find you in the thinking. You will never experience you in the thinking. But you will realize you, the stillness. So many are still looking to find the self presence as some object that it can label, like the body. I'm Mary. But you're not the object. The body is an object. Just like the car in the driveway, it is an object. So mind, not you, mind brings the thoughts and the ideas about God being something that can be objectified and experienced, like the taste of an orange or the smell of a rose, and it cannot. So it is that we do not experience even an object. We experience the thinking about an object. We experience the thoughts that rise up about an object, and the thoughts that rise up about an object can bring with it feelings, can bring with it fears, doubts, anxieties. We experience the thoughts and the feelings, but we do not experience what's there. We are experiencing the thinking or the thoughts. So when we say that we do not experience ourselves as God, because God is not an object, it cannot be labeled, it cannot be described, it cannot be thought of, it cannot be spoken of. Yes, we do attempt to use words to point in the direction of what is, but those words are not meant to be the truth. They are meant to be a pointing. So take a breath. Breathe deep to the within. Follow as it leads. So you have something here that might seem to be in conflict, and that is you, the self, the presence of God, and mind. But there is no conflict. Mind is just an accumulation of thoughts. And what we do is we find mind finds itself in conflict with itself through thoughts. But the you that is remains just lovingly present, aware of mind having a mind conversation with itself. Did you know that? That there is never a you being the mind having a conversation with itself. It is always mind playing one role as the I shoulder over here, and mind is also playing the other role, I should not over here. But it is all mind. And when you take a breath and watch it, you become quite aware of what is taking place. Mind is playing. It is playing with itself back and forth. Over here is mind, I should. Over here is mind, I should not. But again, if you sit quietly and watch the play back and forth, you will see so clearly that it's only mind. It's only thoughts. So when mind is claiming that God is this and God is that, and this is what you should be doing over here in order to have that God experience, and this mind part over here saying, yes, and if we don't do that, then I'm probably not ever going to have that experience. So you can watch the mind swinging back and forth of how you should do and what you should do to have the God experience, and what you should do and should not do to have the God experience. But at that moment, my loves, you are having the God experience. You are there in the stillness of awareness, and you are aware of mind doing its play. And as you remain in that peaceful awareness, you are being and aware of being the very presence of what we call God. Okay. So the mind does not know you. It never has known you, and it never will. Mind has no thoughts to describe you. It has no words to describe you. You can be in a place of contemplation 24 hours and you will never contemplate on the absolute truth of what you are until you stop contemplating, until you stop the mind from going here and going there. And we're stopping the mind by paying it no attention. Okay? So remember that the mind cannot know you because you are beyond the thoughts that are held onto. You'll be on the pondering. You'll be on the contemplation. Not that we don't practice or sit quietly and just kind of contemplate the vastness of our own presence. That's fine, but understand that the words that you are using to contemplate that vastness fall very short of what that vastness really is. So that becomes the discovery in the stillness. That becomes the realization in the stillness. So they are discovered in the stillness. And when the fallacies of the thoughts are seen, when discovered, when the illusions of thinking presented are seen, then realization in the silence of peace and joy rises fully to awareness. Where? In the silence where thoughts are not engaged. You cannot know you by thinking you. That would be imagination. So you're not something that you can put a label on. You are not something to be squeezed into a finite experience. You're not something to be squeezed into a finite expectation. And if there's words and thinking involved, then it is finite. It won't matter how lofty the thought or the thinking, it will still be finite. Okay? You are beyond every thought ever thought, and you are beyond every word ever spoken. So be still and leave them. Let them go. What does the sun need to know about being the sun? Do we think that the sun is up there contemplating, trying to figure out, why am I the sun? How did I become the sun? Or maybe in another billion years, I will really be the sun. Or does the ocean need to listen to 100 tapes about being the ocean? Do the stars need a series of books to learn how to be a star? The sun already is. The ocean already is. The stars already are. You already are. And you can make that a short journey, or you can make it a very long one. Or you can be like the sun, just shine. What thoughts might you be holding to that you think you need tens of years to know about just being? Could it be that you are still embracing the thoughts of non-truth before embracing what is already here? Take a look. In this very breath, in this moment, you are pure consciousness. You are the eternal presence. You are the unborn, formless, undifferentiated self. You are what we call God, present, now. So you would need to decide, how many more books must I read? How many more tapes to listen to? What is it you seek to know that you do not know right now? How clear does it have to be? You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the thoughts, you are the presence of love. The realization of self does not happen in the mind. So you might as well just put the mind to bed. Let it rest. Give it a break. And also understand, you are not on a journey of becoming or overcoming, because you're already here. And who takes a journey to go to a place they have not left? And how long should that journey take to go to a place that I am not gone from? That would be only through mind. That would be only through thoughts and thinking and imagination. That's the only journey that you would be on, one of imagination. And it's only through that imagination and that thinking that there is a journey to be walked to enlightenment. But that's mind's game. That is not God's game. That is mind's game. But we suffer when we play that game. Because the question there is, how long is this journey going to take? And the imagination of mind is playing the game. So you are already what you are, and you are already here. I don't find anything too difficult in those words to comprehend. Do you? There is no journey to overcome separation. There is no journey to overcome duality. There is absolutely nothing for you to become or to overcome. Even if the thoughts are tempting you to believe otherwise, you must stand fast in the stillness of knowing there is nothing I need to become. There is nothing I need to overcome. Oh, the big one would be, I have to overcome ego. Well, ego has no existence. Ego is a thought about being a separate identity. Ego is the mind's imagination about being a character in the story called life. So that needs no overcoming. What has no existence has no need to be overcome. Okay? So you watch the thoughts as they tempt you to believe that you are not what you already are. Just watch them. Nothing to do about them. Nothing to be upset about them. It's just your nature, awareness. But it is as we abide more and more in our self-knowing that the mind seems to soften, to lessen its accusations or its comments or its opinions. Okay. And it becomes no mind. And as we abide there, we can see clearly if we are still trying to overcome something in order to become something. So take time to take a look. Is there something yet you want to uplift or get rid of or try to overcome? Just look. Allow it to be there lovingly, and it will pass. So we do not experience God because we are God. We are being that which is. Now, Ultimately, there are no objects to experience or not experience, even through mind and thoughts, because all is consciousness. All is God. When we feel we are experiencing objects, we have engaged mind and we have asked mind to report what is there. But it cannot report reality. It cannot report that God is there, the essence behind the substratum, behind every object, every form, every appearance. So if you want to truly experience or have that awareness, that deep knowing of what is truly there, do not engage mind with asking it to report on an object. Let it be still. Accept no adjective for an object. Accept no labels for an object. And you will find quite clearly there is no object there. There is only yourself. Only one presence, only one being, only one substance, only one essence. So we see the labeled objects by mind's imagination and thoughts. When we let that rest, when we do not engage mind as an authority on reality and allow it to be still, and we are still, quite clearly, we have a knowingness of what is truly present. Consciousness is all. There is nothing separate nor apart from consciousness. Mind only gives that impression by its labeling. So you have nothing to overcome. You have nothing to become. You are already free as what you already are. And we are in the discovery and the realization of ourself every time we stand fast in stillness and silence as appearances are presented. So do not look to the mind and the thoughts to confirm that you are presence. Be still. It is already certain. Okay. So take a nice deep breath. Letting go. So, how did everyone do with that?
Much gratitude, Mary.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, love. So, did everyone now get that clearly? Or does anyone have any comments? Right. So let us pray. Most beloved self, in loving grace, I am in loving oneness, I am. I am the presence, I am the oneness, I am the life. I am the love. I am the undifferentiated presence. I am as I am. Amen. Namaste.